So today I had a client and he's struggling with a new identity for himself. He's been out of work and his wife's paying the bills, and this has kind of been going on for a little while. And she's trying now to invite a new man into her life, and she'd like his approval. So I do feel like this is a very big challenge when people go through this kind of a relationship experiment. And I think polyamory, there's a place for it. I think some couples can sometimes get stronger after an affair. It's just real tough to come back from, right? So as I'm talking to him, I ask him, when did this, powerlessness emotion, this unwanted condition of being feeling powerless, start for him? And it really was when he got fired from his job, and this was a few years back. So here's what I do know, and this is probably about people, not just men, but I think people need a purpose. They need to have a reason. They need to have a why. They need to feel like they're needed, and not just at home. Relationships can get a little bit boring. They can get a little, you don't see each other the same way after 25 years of marriage. So it gets a little dull, and the spark might be gone. But yet you have children. You love your children. You have financial obligations together. Maybe you can't afford to get divorced. And so you're in a rut, you're kind of stuck together. But I do have a handful of couples that have decided maybe they're going to have an open relationship and try and spice things up with other couples. But I will tell you that that seems to be a temporary solution to a problem. I'm not saying sometimes it doesn't work, because some couples realize, I think that we're going to stay together. I think that this really was a good experiment. They both had relationships on the side and they decided that that wasn't what they wanted and they stayed together. So this gentleman today, what I talked to him about is this going to work for him? He's kind of trapped. He can't leave. He doesn't have the money and he doesn't have the confidence. And he's very codependent on his wife because she's paying all the bills. And when their marriage started out, he was the badass. He was the powerhouse. He was making the money and she needed him. She was dependent upon him. And he said it started out kind of as a joke. He wasn't really meaning to open up their marriage to another man. There was a guy that was really after her. He was kind of chubby, so he didn't think anything was going to happen. And then there was some sort of event, and he didn't want to look weak. He didn't want to act like he cared. So he toughed through it. And I said, was that authentic? Was that a real response to this initial affair that she had? And he said, no, I was just kind of surprised, but I didn't want to appear weak to her. So I said, well, you've kind of created a little monster here because now she knows she can get away with it. And not like manipulation. He condoned it. He stayed with her. And then he had an affair with someone else that she knew about. They were transparent with each other, which again is really tricky and difficult to navigate. But they love each other and they've got children and they want to figure some stuff out. But he's kind of at the point now where he's got to sort some things out because she's now in another relationship. They're still married. They share a house. They share family. They share bills. But he's super depressed and he doesn't know what he's going to do. So I said, look, here's our strategy. Here's what I want to do with you. You got to get your mojo back. You got to get your power back. And if you stay with her, great. If you don't stay with her, great. But the codependency stuff, dude, has got to go. So I said, when was the last time you felt powerful? When was the last time you felt like your world was in control in your life? And it was really when he was working a full-time job. And this has been about 8 years ago. So I said, so this was purpose for you. This is when you feel like you had a purpose. And he's a great manager. And he had a daughter that had some major health issues and he needed to stay up at night to watch her so she didn't die. I mean, it was a really serious situation. And he was late routinely. So that's why he got fired. Really, quandary after quandary after quandary. And a quandary is something you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And so I really empathize with this gentleman. So, right now, here's our strategy. He's going to start figuring out what it's going to take to get his mojo back. And he's going to let his wife do what she's going to do because, frankly, he's got no say. He's got no power. She's the one with the power right now in the relationship. And I'm not making her wrong. Look, I'll tell you something, men and women. A lot of times, if men are not producing or they're not productive and they're playing games all day or they're self-medicating in some way, that's not sexy to some women. Women like aggressive going after something. They're ambitious kind of men. And he used to be that. And he's just slowly but surely kind of lost his power over the years. So I said to him, well, what if you could get your power back? And you could choose from that space whether you stay with this woman or not. And maybe you getting your power back is exactly what she's after. She wants you to have your power back so that you turn into the guy that she originally wanted to be with. Because when they married, he's the alpha. He says to me, I don't think she wants an alpha. I think she wants someone who's soft and loving and kind of like a hippie. And I said, okay. I said, she married the alpha. She married the strong guy. And if you look at who she's having affairs with, I think that's what she's looking for, is something like that. So we will see what happens. But my strategy with him is to kind of you know, do a little timeline, let him see for himself that, you know, he's happier when he's working, he's happier when he's contributing, he has a lot to offer, he's got a lot of ability to help people become who they're meant to be, very skilled in computers. So there's a lot of things he could do. And there's a book that I've asked him to pick up, and this might be a book that you guys might want to get. It's called Awe, A-W-E, Awe. And this book is about, you know, where in life do you go, oh, wow, it's that awe factor, right? And it's the moments in life that really have you pause and are filled with wonder, and you're looking at something or you're experiencing and sensing and feeling something that really brings out this sense of awe. That is what I believe we all want. And historically, you know, people lived moments. We had, you know, if you look at tribal communities, they lived life and they had moments where they were living in awe. There were more spiritual moments. They had ayahuascas, or they had mushroom ceremonies, or they had rites of passage where their children were challenged to do certain things. And so they were toughened up in a way. And I don't know that we have that in our concrete jungles, you know, our cities that we live in anymore. And so this book is about really restoring your sense of wonder in life and your ability to experience and feel the power of awe. And I'm finishing it right now. It's a really powerful book, but it really does make you look at your life and understand that that's really what we're all about. I mean, at the end of our life, when we're at our own funeral, looking down, you know, it's not going to be about how many more hours we could have spent at the office or how much more money we could have put in the bank or spent. It's going to be those moments of connection with our people, with people we love, and the wonder and the awe that we all want to experience and feel. And that's what makes life worth living, is those connection, whether we're connecting with life, with experiences, with nature, or with each other. So in this world, I think that that's the most important thing, is to find what lights you up, what gives you that sense of wonder and awe. And if it's people in your world, if it's an action that you do, if it's painting, drawing, dancing, music, nature, whatever it is, that's something that you can be fully self-expressed in. So I share this with you. I want you to be fully self-expressed. Find the wonder in your life and keep listening, because I've got a lot more to share with you about making your life work. And keep tuning in to see what my client goes through and how he gets his mojo and his power back. You can find me at healwithkimille.com. That's H-E-A-L with K-I-M-I-L-E.com.